Eugenia Breslin and Susie Owsley are here in the studio.
Hello.
Hello, Eureka.
To talk about that very event. That was unplanned, by the way. Because, no, I'm not gay. You think I plan things?
Yes, I think you've got it all together.
I don't know about that. Well, welcome. It's nice to have you
folks
in the studio.
Thank you for having us.
I know you're busy, so I appreciate you coming down here. So there's the block party, this Neighborhood Watch block party. Tell me what this is.
Go, Susie.
There is so much to tell you about. We have nextdoor.com. We have neighborhood watch information. We have Zumba. We've got McGruff. We've got the Delta Nationals. We've got lots of food and fun for everyone, and kids too. A lot of things for the kids.
It does sound like a lot of stuff is going on. But what's the inspiration behind it? What's the idea for having this thing in the first place?
Starting a movement. We're taking our neighborhoods back. We're taking our community back.
Back from whom?
From the criminal element who feels so self-entitled between midnight and 4 o'clock to pillage our neighborhoods and take anything that isn't nailed down and break all our store windows and merchants and I just say the criminal element that has no respect for the rest of us.
Okay.
And also just to educate people on Neighborhood Watch and what they can do to be safer in their own neighborhood.
One thing that's a little difficult in terms of talking about this event is that there's a lot of things going on, a lot of elements to it, but also a lot of kind of reasons for it to be. And maybe we talk a little bit about, like, who do you think this, who should go to this? Who would this appeal to?
I think anyone in the city of Eureka, but also people that live in the county, because we'll have the sheriff's department there. They'll be talking about neighborhood watch in the county. So we don't want it to be just a meeting or a something for people living in the city. You could live in the county and still also attend and get something out of it.
What if I think, well, I know what neighborhood watch is, kind of, sort of, but I'm not part of it. That's nothing to do with me. So why would I go to this event?
I'd like to say that we are all interconnected, and for anyone that luckily hasn't been a victim of crime, think again, because our entire quality of life is being eroded. I have talked to more merchants than I can tell you, and the loss of taxable revenue is staggering in the millions. We could have kept all our EPD workers going. We could have had our fire station up. And at the end of the day, as I talk to neighbors, the sad thing about it is we are a great group of people. We have a great community, but we have become nearly imprisoned into our own homes. We shut our doors at night. We don't go out at night. And there has been a loss of community, and studies show that when we build up. So this event is to empower our community. For everyone that ever felt disempowered or that they didn't have a voice, history has showed us that when we mobilize and we pull together, we can be powerful, we can make a difference. And that really is the theme here. We're here to empower our community.
Okay, and we should mention that the event is going to take place in Carson Park this coming Saturday, the 29th, from noon until 4 o'clock. And some of the participants who are listed on your very nicely designed flyer here, Eureka Police Department, Eureka Neighborhood Watch, Humboldt Bay Fire, Keep Eureka Beautiful, Eureka Main Street, County Office of Emergency Management, Humboldt Wildlife Care Center, Eel River Empire Masonic Lodge, Sequoia Humane Society, and Sequoia Park Zoo. Will these organizations will have a presence? Will they be like tabling? And if you've got questions for them, there'll be representatives there?
Yes, and our lovely poster was, of course, done by Carson Park Design. They donated all the graphics for this event, which was very nice.
Okay. Joel was amazing.
Okay.
And also the same day that this is going on, from 10 to 4 at the Moose Lodge, there's also going to be a prescription medication roundup. So you can hit both events. You can go to Carson Park and then head out to Moose Lodge and drop off any old prescriptions you have. And that's headed by Dan with the Moose Lodge.
Okay. And Humboldt Waste Management.
Yes.
Is putting that together as well. All right. So we've got starts at noon, goes till 4. There'll be the speakers. The EPD chief is going to be speaking.
Mayor Frank Yeager will be speaking, as well Maggie, DA Maggie Fleming, and our own Chief Mills.
Right. And yeah. Rex Bone will be there as well, not necessarily speaking, but making oysters. Is that
the
story?
Rex Bone, supervisors, County Supervisors Rex Bone and Virginia Bass are co-sponsoring this event, and they will both be there. Rex is going to be there with 40 dozen oysters and grilling oysters off the grill. And
shout out to Coastal Seafoods for that.
Shout out to Coastal Seafoods.
Thank you, Coastal Seafoods,
who donated 20 dozen oysters our way. Huge. Rita's food truck will be there. Southside Mike's Barbecue will be there. Humboldt of McDonald's has been amazing. They're going to be there with workers. They're going to have fruit parfaits and great healthy drinks. Starbucks is offering, is coming with the coffee service. Costco has donated. There's just, we have probably 40 merchants that have pitched in, and not only just merchants that have donated, citizens have come forward to make this is such a significant event. People have thanked us up and down because this is a needed thing in our community.
And we'll have lots of raffle items. And Melinda Cherubellini was nice enough to make a donation for the event as well. So we'd like to thank Melinda along with Virginia and Rex for being part of it.
And the Delta Nationals.
Oh, Delta Nationals. We love the Delta Nationals, who are my neighbors. Paul DeMarc is my neighbor. We would also like to thank Verizon, who is going to be there with their own tent and live iPads, so that with volunteers as well, so that anybody that wants to sign up for nextdoor.com can sign up on the spot for it.
All right.
Rain or shine again, and we're asking people to leave their pets at home, just for everyone's sake. And Zumba. Michelle Whiteley will be doing Zumba about 3:15 to 3:45.
That seems so odd to me. Like, well, everything makes sense until you tell me it's Zumba.
Well, if you're going to be eating oysters, hot dogs, and fruit parfaits, you need to have a little Zumba at the end, I think. Don't you think?
That's a good point.
And Michelle's pretty great at Zumba.
Yeah, so. And you can burn off some of those calories by dancing to the Delta Nationals. That Paul DeMarc is a good man.
He's an awesome man.
Don't turn your back on him, though. I'm not going to say any more than that. But
we want to remind everybody that they need to bring their folding chairs and possibly a beach umbrella, but really important to bring your folding chairs. And there's also going to be extended parking at the Marshall parking lot.
That's very important. At Trinity and I Streets, the old Marshall School, that parking lot will be available for people to park in.
Okay. This is the Neighborhood Watch Block Party that's taking place this coming Saturday at Carson Park. Starts at noon, goes till 4. Food, fun, stuff for the kids to do. Delta Nationals will be there, and all kinds of information about home security, digital child ID fingerprinting, disaster preparedness, and all of this stuff. What sort of outcomes are you hoping to achieve by this?
I think we're hoping that a lot of people will show up and meet their neighbors, or once they see how important Neighborhood Watch and Nextdoor.com is, that they might decide they do want to take part in Neighborhood Watch. We may already have a Neighborhood Watch going on in their neighborhood, and we can let them know about that as well. A lot of opportunities to get to know your neighbors.
I would further say that it is imperative, especially living in a rural area, that we get to know our neighbors, because if there's ever a natural disaster, nobody is going to care about our differences. We're going to come together for Team Eureka, and we're going to pull together because it's vital that we do so.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I mean, you, Susie, you probably know this better than I do, but I would think that when you have, you know, when you have an entire neighborhood sort of keeping an eye on each other and helping out, that's more than the police can do, because you just don't have that kind of presence.
It's exactly. And studies have shown that when a neighbor sees something that may be suspicious going on across the street at another person's house, they are much more apt to call the police if they have some type of relationship with that person. If they've never met them, they might just let it go and think, oh, nothing's going on. Whereas if they've been to a Neighborhood Watch meeting, they know them, they know that that looks suspicious, they're more apt to call the police.
Okay. All right. Well, it's Saturday, this coming Saturday from noon to 4 in Carson Park. That's at H&I Streets. What else do we need to know?
So we need to know that we have two Facebook pages. One is Neighborhood Watch Eureka, California, and our movement is I Like Eureka, and our Facebook page is I Like Eureka.
All right.
And if anyone has any questions, they can call me at the police department up until Thursday, and then I'm off on Friday.
Okay. All right. Saturday, August 29th, Carson Park, noon to 4, all kinds of good stuff going on. Even if you just came for the Delta Nationals.
And some food.
That's not entirely in the spirit of the thing, but you could do that.
You could.
But it's infectious. You know, this what's going on is infectious.
Right. Well, I mean.
Thank you, K-Hum.
Oh, well, this is our pleasure.
And I love K-Hum.
I do agree. You know, I think that the only real way that we'll ever get a handle on crime in our neighborhoods is by coming together, all the people who live there, and making sure these things happen.
And I want to say power to the people.
Power to the people. I'm still not going to play that song.
And also thank you really goes to Jeannie, because without her and Jean Scheffler, and this would not be happening. They have taken it upon themselves to make this block party happen, and without them, it wouldn't be going.
Yeah, big thanks.
Yes. Yay, Jeannie.
She is relentless about putting these things together. All right. Well, thanks very much for coming in. And again, Facebook is the online way to get more information about it.
Yes. And we will be honestly, we are starting an I Like Eureka movement. We're going to have stickers. We're going to have buttons. And it's a way to take ownership and be proud.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming down.
Thanks.
And thanks for your work. Get it on K-Hum, Tumble Grown Radio Without the Rules.